The diesel power washers are already humming. Workers are spraying the grime off the lower parts of Washington's 84-year-old Capitol building. But the high-wire action comes when they tackle the dome itself. Shane Paulus with Portland-based Western Waterproofing says after 8 years, it's pretty organic up there.
Lots of growth, lots of moss.
A trio of workers will climb into baskets and lower themselves down the dome armed with power washers. Paulus says it's really no different than cleaning a sports stadium.
Dome's a dome. Once you're on it, it's the same.
Only on the Capitol Dome, they're limited in how much water pressure they can hit it with for fear of damaging the sandstone. Once the washing is done, they'll go back and remortar the seams to prevent leaking. The entire project is expected to cost a little more than $1 million and wrap up by November. The power washer crews can work in rain or shine, but not wind. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.